If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Good morning, Dean.
Good morning. I don't know what there is to say anymore. I'm done. Trump is killing me. My life expectancy has been shortened yet again by another few days because of the latest thing.
You've been banned. Yeah.
I'd rather be banned than this. I might actually self-deport just to free myself from this Trump news.
Well, you tweeted how great it must be to be a Trump supporter. Life is so simple, no nuance. Trump is good. Everything else is bad. I mean, Dean, this is what I'm saying is some of them have been at the rallies with signs saying, thank you, Russia. I mean, I don't know what to say.
This latest thing, I mean, this report is a new report, the one that you were just talking about, that was leaked, was dated May, so just from last year. It is stunning. The Russian government was waging a war on our democracy and on our election to do one thing, to help Donald Trump win, and he won. So we have the product of crime in our White House. We have the product of a war against our nation, sitting in the White House in the Oval Office. That's what he is. He is the fruits of this poisonous tree that Russia did. And this is what you get. And this is what we have now. And yes, we can't quantify, did he change 70,000 votes here or there, the key things in those three key states. But I'm telling you, this is horrific. And Donald Trump attacks the mayor of London, but he's not denounced Putin. Putin has done this stuff. This is outrageous.
I mean, you've been talking about this too. You said, let's be clear, Trump is going after the mayor of London because he's brown and Muslim. It plays to Trump's bigoted base. Mm-hmm. You know, didn't say anything about the mayor of Manchester, right?
No. And Jeffrey Lord, Jeffrey Lord is now a villain on CNN. I mean, he's no longer a pundit. He really is cast in the reality show of CNN as the villain, because yesterday he threw Rudy Giuliani under the bus to defend Donald Trump's tweet, saying, yeah, Rudy Giuliani is responsible for 9/11 and should be held accountable for it. Literally said that in response to Anderson Cooper, going, how can you hold the mayor of London responsible for this attack? And he said, will you hold Giuliani? Go, yeah, I mean, it's unreal what's going on. This is Donald Trump attacks the Muslim mayor. And because it plays to his base. Donald Trump's entire campaign was about demonizing various groups, Muslims among the top two, with Mexicans. And this is the world we live in.
Well, I mean, and obviously taking him, even Trump, as dumb as he is, knows he took him totally out of context.
Yeah.
You know, you're right, Dean. Every day you can't get your mind around it. You're like, wait a minute, you're attacking the mayor of our closest ally, like, right, in the midst of a horrific attack where they're grieving. And still dealing with it.
Theresa May, the UK Prime Minister, came to the Mayor Sadiq's defense, and so did numerous people of other political parties over there. The Conservative Party stood up for Mayor Sadiq Khan. So he's united these people to stand up. Donald Trump has made us a laughingstock, of course, but he's made America less safe, because there's no doubt they're not going to share intelligence with us the way they used to. I mean, the UK said that point blank after Manchester, after that one leak. But what country would ever have confidence, anyway, objectively, for
Dean, who can predict
this man with anything, knowing he might just tweet it out or say it or use it against your own leaders in your own country?
Right.
He's a dangerous man. He's dangerous to us, and he's dangerous to the world.
Well, who would have predicted that the people we piss off and lose our intelligence sharing capabilities with are Israel and England, and we're Russia's best friend? I mean, it's...
Donald Trump has done, in reality, the thing that Republicans accused President Obama of. Donald Trump has made our allies less sure of us and made our enemies unafraid of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what our allies can't trust us and our enemies don't fear us. That's what they said about Obama. That wasn't true. This is true now. This is objectively true. This is the world we're now navigating through. A man who denounces the mayor of London but will not denounce white supremacists.
Yeah.
Who kill Americans with any passion, with any words, he won't denounce them.
You tweeted, Trump is jealous of the London mayor since he actually won his election and did that without the help of Putin. I mean, even for him, it is the feeling of someone imploding this week, isn't it? Like, I mean, when you've got Kellyanne Conway's husband calling you an idiot on Twitter, basically, because you've now blown your case, you know... If you had any chance at the Supreme Court on the Muslim ban, then, you know, obviously with Comey coming up this week, he just appears to be disintegrating, doesn't he? He's lashing out at Jeff Sessions now because he hasn't stopped the Russia thing. I mean, it's...
Trump has... You know what? I keep going back and forth between, does Trump actually have a plan, or is this just chaos?
Right.
I think there's some plan here. I mean, because today, this morning, Donald Trump tweeted, the mainstream media is working hard to get me to not use social media. They hate that I can get the honest, unfiltered message out, right? He says this today. Kellyanne Conway yesterday said on today's show, stop reading his tweets.
Right.
This cannot be happenstance. This is a concerted effort by the administration to cloud over everything so we don't talk about if it's Russia, about Comey, or that we're just continually chasing the next story after the next story without focusing on anything of more importance, because we don't even talk about the budget and health care. We don't have things that are going to affect people's lives.
Dean,
we're doing this. This is a plan to be now. I think.
Well, and his all his new fake, you know, Twitter followers, all these Russian bots. Somebody said this last week. Something big is coming, and this may have been it already. In addition to whatever Comey and Rogers says this week, he's building a propaganda army to just, you know, say this is all fake.
There's no doubt. I mean, these guys do this. I was attacked last week by the Daily Stormer, which is a white supremacist publication.
Congratulations.
I know. And Andrew Engelin, who applauded Trump's victory, wrote articles defending Trump. And then after, when Trump said, like 2 months ago, we're only going to focus on Islamic terrorism, said, we're free to do what we want. These guys are truly emboldened. And in my case, they literally fabricated tweets. They literally made up tweets and said I said things supporting the Manchester bombing. And
right.
I have a lawyer. We're actually having a meeting with my lawyer today. And we're gonna try to get it down or sue them. And we're gonna make a message that, you know, if you're gonna slander people, anyone, to silence us on the left, that we're not gonna go down quietly. We're gonna fight. We're gonna use the court system, and we're gonna win. And it's a scary thing what's going on in this country. There are people out there who want to silence us. Stephanie, they want to silence you, too. You know that. You know, and John Fugelsang and others of us on the left, this is their goal, and they can find any way to do it. They will do it. This is a fight for the soul of America, and what kind of nation do you want? And it's all hands on deck.
Well, and you said, you tweeted, hey, Donald Trump, constitutional rights are not political correctness. You know, it's interesting. Speaking of politically incorrect, you wrote a piece about Bill Maher. Because this is just an interesting time, you're right, where the comedians are the truth tellers, and yet, you know, it sounds like you're the same place I am, that you just can't defend Bill Maher and Kathy Griffin in these latest things. And I think it's because I think it hurts the resistance.
I agree. And I actually had a paragraph in that article, and they took it out and said, make that a separate article, that comedians are leading the resistance, and we have to be better than Trump. And my point was, Kathy Griffin and Bill Maher were not better than Trump this week, because we had to be on the defensive because of this. Now, they were different, completely different. Kathy Griffin was being provocative, and it went further than anyone thought, further than she did, and she apologized, and she's been pummeled, and my heart goes out to her. Bill Maher's a jackass.
But I've said over and over again, I'm not for trying to destroy people's careers. You know, I think CNN overreacted or reacted too quickly, and I get it's interesting. You and I have the same thing. First of all, Bill Maher won't have us on his show. Secondly, I mean, I agree with obviously a lot of what he says. I think he's very talented. We played, you know, stuff on the show. But again, I've just said it. There are certain rules, and one of them is a white person never gets to say it. I don't care what the circumstance is.
And also, I mean, and it's clear he was not calling someone the N-word. Everyone keeps saying that, yes.
Right.
But when you have him and a white senator sitting around, and he does a joke about slavery and uses the N-word, and they're yucking it up, that's white privilege on parade. It's wrong. You didn't need to do that. Now, Maher's a very smart guy. Went to an Ivy League school. I think he thought he was being funny, maybe provocative a little bit, and this is what happens. And now Al Franken's not going on his show. In my article, I don't call for him to be fired. Even when he demonized Muslims, I never call for him to be fired. I defend the First Amendment. I push back with other words. But, you know, he's had a history of anti-Muslim stuff, misogyny. And this is just stupid, this one.
Well, you said you agree with him on some level. He's right. We do have too much faux outrage over minor things, but this isn't one of those cases. A white comedian co-opting the horrific suffering of slaves for a joke for some media attention is not a fake slight. And I agree with you on that. That I just think that are certain. And we were saying about the Kathy Griffin thing is just, again, you and I may be different because we host radio shows, and I'm sure you know at SiriusXM, that's the line you can't cross. You can make whatever jokes you want. Things that cross into violence against whether it's the president or anybody else is right.
I looked at it from the other side, and as progressives, we have empathy. I think that's what separates us a great deal from the right, which they lack compassion and empathy. And I looked at it, if a conservative comedian, if Dennis Miller, let's say, held up a bloody head of Barack Obama, I would have been crazy. We all would have went outraged.
Yeah.
And if he would apologize, some would have accepted, and some would want him fired and banned from Fox News forever. I get that. So if we look at it that way, objectively, and just being honest, we have to say it's wrong.
I mean, right.
Right. Even she knew it was wrong. 2 hours later, yeah. She's like, yeah, this was
no, wrong. And to their credit, both of them, they apologized right away, which, you know, Donald Trump never does. But
yep.
I think the bottom line, Dean, is you and I as comedians are mercenaries. We all are. So now the new sexy liberal tagline is no bloody heads, no N-words.
I like that very much. But you know what? Stephanie, the truth is that in this time of the resistance, they're watching you. They're watching all of us. I'm not elevating my importance. I'm seeing what's going on. I've never been attacked more.
Don't help them and don't give them a distraction.
Exactly.
That's my point. We are so close to obviously getting to the bottom of all this. The resistance is working, and that's all I would say, Dean, is don't hand them a cudgel. Don't hand them a distraction right now.
And that's what they want. I was on I never go on Fox News, but I went on Sunday night because to come on after the attack to say Muslims denounce terrorism, they let me do that. They had in a right-wing Muslim guy who called me an Islamist. Like I want to impose Sharia law. This is insane. And we started fighting.
Right.
You know, we're attacked by people on the right within my community and people outside just on the right who hate us because we're progressives. And you get a sense that we're becoming a danger to them. And that's why I see this ratcheting up, because all of a sudden, out of the blue, you know, various attacks on me. And I'm like, this is weird. And I'm not like a victim. I've been attacked forever. I just noticed the different level recently. And there's a fear on some of them on the right now. And I'm not sure exactly what's going on, but I'm glad they're afraid because it makes me happy when I piss off bigots. And I'm sure you too. So we
Dean, I just want to know when you take over and impose Sharia law, I'll get an exemption, right? Like an ethics exemption
show
that Trump gives.
You're going to have your own, you're going to be official state-run media. It's going to be with Stephanie
Right.
Miller.
I'll be the only one that gets to talk and drive, correct?
You're going to wear, you'll have a driver.
All right.
Burka, but you'll
okay.
be fine. You'll
All
have right. a driver. You don't want to drive.
I don't want to drive.
Around.
I'm not good at it. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Dean.
Thank you.
All right. Love you. Bye.